The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. National Lampoon has signed a partnership agreement with Spotify. Their Radio Hour podcast will have Spotify as an exclusive early release destination for all new episodes, and Spotify users will also gain access to the original 1970s radio shows. 24% of all podcasts released in 2019 were in AAC format, so says podcast host Blueberry. But once you strip out all of the anchor podcasts, AAC format files only account for 4.3% of 2019's podcasts. One of those is ours. Google Assistant has added a new podcast discovery feature. OK Google, find a podcast about podcasting news. That one's particularly good. It returns a list on displays and plays podcasts on phones. And we should remind you that 18 months after the launch of Google Podcasts, Google Play Music Podcasts, an unconnected and competing Google-branded podcast player, is still available. Meanwhile, the Apple Podcast app spent much of yesterday crashing, according to 9to5Mac. Hopefully they've fixed it. Next up is another podcast alarm clock app. This one apparently uses your Apple podcast lists. The third annual Canadian Podcast Awards are open. Good luck, eh? Listen App has created a podcasting tool and resource website and is launching it on Product Hunt today. Anchor has partnered with the Ad Council to support three US charities. Ride Home Media has announced $1 million in seed funding from Tiny Capital and the launch of its third podcast, Celeb News Ride Home. In our show notes and our newsletter today, we've a statement from Stitcher and Midroll about David Pakman's claims yesterday. Podcast host Transistor now supports WebSub, which is nice. Captivate, Simplecast, Zencast, Transistor, PowerPress, and Buzzsprout now all support the standard. Yesterday, we whittled on about privacy of listeners. Congratulations to Buzzsprout, who've added a privacy policy for listeners to its website, joining Acast and us. And thanks to the mysterious Pod News reader, or maybe listener, at Apple. On December the 3rd, we reported about their new and noteworthy section in Flanders in Belgium being completely broken. As of today, though, looks like they've fixed it. Most of the selections are shows from the last few months, and even three shows in Flemish. And in advice today, if you're off to do a podcast interview, East Coast Studio has a checklist of some tips. How to launch a podcast with impact, according to Next Canada, and Jordan Harbinger gives advice in Forbes. And there's plenty more in our newsletter at podnews.net.